Chapter 11, The Secret of the Stones. The next day, everyone is at the hospital. Uncle Stephen is in bed. The doctor says that there is only one problem, the big bump on Uncle Stephen's head. Uncle Stephen opens his eyes.
Hello, Barbara. What day is it?
It's Thursday, darling.
Oh, hello, Andrew. Hello, everyone. What are you doing here? Don't you have school today, children?
It's the summer holiday,
Laura replies.
We're in Stone Cross, remember?
Says Max.
Stone Cross? Holiday? No, I don't remember. We're in London, I think.
Uncle Stephen doesn't remember. He doesn't remember about the holiday, about Mrs. Black and Martin Knight. And most important of all, he doesn't remember about the secret of the stones.
You remember the symbol? The brooch?
The old book of mysteries?
They ask him. He smiles and says,
No, sorry.
A policeman arrives. He tells them that the two criminals, Martin Smith and his mother, Dorothy Smith, are part of a secret organisation. The name of the organisation is the Black Knights, he says. They want to find the secret of Stonehenge and use the secret to become rich and powerful. Mr. Morell is the only person who knows the secret, and...
But I don't know the secret,
says Uncle Stephen.
I'm sorry, everyone, but I can't remember.
Perhaps it's the best thing,
says Auntie Barbara.
The stones can keep their 5,000-year-old secret. It's not right to take it from them now.
Everyone agrees.
Perhaps we can find another secret next holiday,
say Max and Laura together.
Perhaps next holiday I can stay in London,
says Uncle Stephen. He rubs the bump on his head. Poor Uncle Stephen. Everybody laughs.
No more adventures this summer,
says Max.
But perhaps at Christmas,
says Laura. Who knows?